This is a special report. We head now to the Situation Room, where KT Fun Tweets is tracking breaking news. Holy sh! This is huge!
Damn.
Here he is, Kevin KT Turner.
Thank you.
So Wednesday at the Rangers game will be Dallas Mavericks night, where the Rangers and the Mavericks will team up for a special night. The Rangers will be taking on the Orioles. A co-branded Rangers Mavericks cap will be available for fans who purchase tickets. You can go to TexasRangers.com/theme night. Mavs Maniacs will be there as well. Only tickets purchased through TexasRangers.com/theme nights are eligible to receive the cap. I haven't confirmed this, but I've heard some things, and we'll hear from Dirk in the next segment as well. I've heard that Dirk might be throwing out the first pitch on Wednesday night.
You're reporting that?
You're breaking the news. Here it is now with breaking news. Here he is, Kevin KT News Turner.
Not only will he probably be throwing out the first pitch, I think he'll be doing the whole game counter thing they've been doing, too. The countdown of how many
games.
He's
going to pitch the whole game?
Like Sunday.
He's starting the game for the Rangers?
Sunday Bassick is doing the thing where he just pulls the number down, and here's how many home games are left. Bassick's the celebrity they got for Sunday, but Dirk's doing it on Wednesday. Probably.
Wait, Bassick and Dirk are doing it together?
No, not together.
But they're doing the same thing.
One is Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll find out more at 420 and find out if Richard Green will be doing that.
I hope so.
So also, if you go out to the ballpark this weekend, they're going to have thank you cards for you to sign. It's next Saturday night, the 8th. They'll be retiring Adrian Beltre. Or Adrian Beltre will be inducted into the Rangers Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So if you go out to the Rangers game this weekend, sign the thank you cards because he's going to get them.
How about that? Man, cool. One of the greatest Rangers of all time. So much fun to watch. Way out delivered on his free agent contract and became so lovable. So, great opportunity to honor Adrian Beltre. By the way, that's the night after Dirk's game.
Yes.
Dirk's Heroes charity baseball game. I still haven't heard if Michael Young's playing in that game or if Adrian Beltre's playing in that game.
Should have asked Michael today when he had an appearance at Whataburger.
Quick update on the
Mesquite
baseball game.
Michael Young and Whataburger together. That's incredible.
And Mesquite.
And Mesquite together. The big three.
the trio. God, that's a starting three right there.
That's fantastic.
And the big three, yeah. So before we get to the new law in Texas, Ben, breaking news in the world of technology, there's been a murder. Apple is killing iTunes.
What?
They're getting rid of iTunes.
Good for them. Does anybody here still use iTunes?
I absolutely do. That's how I organize all of my music.
Oh, no. This is bad news for you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I organize my music in a very, very specific way and have for years.
Oh, no. This is big for you.
You're going to have to go back to CDs.
I already have CDs.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you something.
My music collection is getting out of control.
Let me tell you something, Kevin. CD's nuts.
Oh, hey, CD Pelham, Ranger reliever prospect.
Yeah, prospect.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
So,
I don't use that anymore. I don't even buy music anymore. I just use Spotify.
Me too.
No, I do too, but I still, in my music libraries and my playlist and my collection to keep everything in order. Like I have a pile of music for each month of the year. January, February, March, 2019. Have them all on my playlist on the side. And then I have a best of 2019. Out of the best of 2019, I make 4 discs at the end of the year for the best of 2019. Put them all on CDs, but they're also on the Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
And I'm paranoid about it. If I forget about it, I start panicking.
It's like your own KT's Hall of Fame.
I got problems, dude.
Where do you borrow a CD player from some museum to play them?
I have clock radio.
A what?
Clock radio.
You say clock with an L?
Yeah.
I thought that was like
a Glock radio. It's a gun in there.
I thought you were saying it's some sort of a channel you subscribe to for content.
That'd be a pretty good radio station, though. Speaking of.
Of what?
New law in Texas. You can get your nudes out of the way. You got 3 months, as tomorrow is June 1st and the beginning of Pride Month.
Write this down, Shippy. This impacts you.
Okay.
Attorney Marcus Esther tweeted out, starting September 1st, 2019 in the state of Texas, sending an unsolicited peen picture via electronic means will be a Class C misdemeanor.
Okay. Lots to work through there with my team of attorneys. And we will be diligently pouring through this because it impacts all of us.
This was House Bill 2789,
Ben. I'm in trouble.
Okay, so, but solicited D pics are still legal? Okay. Because you just said unsolicited D pics. Okay. Who's doing that?
I'm gonna read it again.
Got your phone number. Want to send you something? You're welcome.
House Bill 2789 will make it a Class C misdemeanor to send unsolicited lewd photos by electronic means. Now, that's where you get into a weird define lewd.
Yeah, lewd to you, maybe preferred to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm in some weird stuff. The law applies to images depicting, quote, any person engaging in sexual conduct.
Now, define sexual conduct.
Yeah. Photos with the person's intimate parts exposed or covered genitals of a male person that are discernibly turgid in state.
What?
In a discernibly turgid state? What does turgid mean?
Detergent? What is this?
Turgid.
Oh, swollen.
You're talking about elephantitis?
Oh, yeah, I get it. So it's basically saying,
what's the word?
Okay. The law applies to images depicting any person engaging in sexual conduct, photos with the person's intimate parts exposed, or covered genitals of a male person that are swollen.
What's the word?
Oh.
Turgid in state.
How you spelling that?
So T-U-R-G-I-D.
Is Serge Ibaka going to get in trouble for that picture?
I've never heard that word.
I think that's just his life. They also, guys, this law will be added to the Texas Penal Code.
Of course it is.
So get them out of your way. You got 3 months to.
No, you don't. No,
these are,
no.
Make these, the most of
the
it.
Law doesn't start until September 1st.
So what? This is.
I'm
these
firing
are,
away.
Stick it to the man.
These are unsolicited.
Go to my contacts.
No, listen.
Hey, look, it's John Harbaugh, coach of the Ravens.
They're
send him a turgid pic.
No, these are unsolicited, and so you're welcome to. If you're in a relationship where that solicits such, you're
send two pictures from your
there
cell
you go,
phone
like that.
CJ Nitkowski. Okay.
You're welcome to do it, no one should be sending unsolicited ones anyways. So good
T-O's
for this
number.
Good for this bill.
Hey, that's a good bet payoff. Before this thing starts, you got to send dong pics to everyone in your phone.
Oh,
or just so maybe we'll power rank the top 10 celebrities in your phone contacts.
Oh my god.
I was going through there real quick, and I saw John Harbaugh of the Ravens. I don't know how I have his number. It surely, how have we not pranked him yet?
Yeah.
And then Terrell Owens is in there, too. So I'm not bragging about that. I'm saying this would be funny if you sent a dong pic to him before September 1st.
You know, I think you're looking at this wrong. I just want to say that. I'm not judging.
Don't send it to celebrities.
Yeah,
send it to women.
I don't send it to anyone.
All right. Nana.
Again, that impact her because we're talking about unsolicited.
Man, I got a lot of names I need to delete in my contacts.
Me too.
Are we still doing the...
One of them says police.
That's just the word?
Is that 911?
Is that like the band?
God, I think we could just do a full segment going through it. Once a week, we'll pick a letter of the alphabet.
And let's
pick
do it right now.
We'll pick a member of the show.
What do you got? Let's do it right now. Let's look at a letter.
A letter of the alphabet and a member of the show, and we go through their phone contact.
Let's try it. Give me a letter.
D.
Okay, D. Okay.
I got all his contacts there.
Yeah, see here. I'll just hand it over to you.
This is good.
You get to say.
Danny Deep Dish.
Yeah.
Delino DeShields. Can't say his name. The CBS Deli downstairs. Former Ranger Darren O'Day. The DOC. Daryl Armstrong of the Mavs. Dan Bailey. Cowboys. Douglas Bearclaw and the Cowboys. I like this guy named Brad Doctor.
Dr. Ballard.
What's Dan doing?
Big Dong Jeremy. Andy Pope, the big green egg guy.
Yep.
Dean Blandino. David Blassingame.
Yes.
Better not say that one. Gosh, we're almost... John Daly?
John Daly. Go.
Dane Brugler. Dez Bryant. Dave Campo. this is great. Rich Dalrymple of Cowboys PR.
Yep.
Mike Daly.
Yep.
Rangers assistant GM. John Daniels. I'm assuming that is Dandy Killeen, I would assume.
Yep.
The wide receiver guru, David Robinson.
Yep.
Can't say that guy's name. Chris Davis.
Home run party.
Gavin Dawson. Jody Dean.
Oh, JoJo D.
This says Dion.
Dion Sanders. First name.
Can't say his name. Can't say his name.
A phone is ringing.
God, you're in touch with a lot of people Michael who compete Trapp against us. Mike Dingus. Casey Donahue. Oh, Pat Domi, Channel 5.
Yeah.
God, this is a great bit.
Great bit.
Lots of doctors there, Ben. I hope you're doing well. The big D-Wave, former Ranger Ryan Dreese.
Yep.
Dwayne Casey.
Yep.
Former coach of the Raptors. Craig Dyer of DMS Roofing. Derek Eagleton, Dallas Cowboys. Dixon Edwards, former Cowboy great. Dwayne Goodrich. Doug Gottlieb. Danny Green of the Raptors?
Yeah, we should call him.
How do we not have him on?
Yeah, we should ask him about that three.
Dave Hellman? There's got a lot of D's in your...
Delete Dave Hellman for me.
Yeah, Derek Holland. Okay, Moose Johnston. I don't know if that's his number, though.
What a great game.
Dana Larson. God, that's really good.
Yeah.
We don't have time to go through it.
Let's do that.
I think once a week, that needs to be a new hump day phone thing.
Golly, I've had this same phone number forever. We didn't even get halfway through them, did we?
Yeah. Because I think that's just a fun to go through. Because I guarantee you, I got some names you've never heard of that I wouldn't mind you reading over the air.
Yes, that is awesome. That's awesome. All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. That was The Situation Room.